Appreciate you getting in early with us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. That is a quick start to the hour. Now we go to the your sports update comes at the bottom of the hour. Mark Ernay will work tirelessly to be able to bring you whatever is going on in the world of sports. Just a little bit of a shift right now from our normal routine. And hopefully you are still sticking with us through the pandemic of 2020. And hopefully you are still staying positive and seeking out positive messages, because they're all there for you. They're all there to be found. And hopefully you're still avoiding the doom and gloom and otherwise. I was very excited by it. I mean, we've been hearing about it coming for a while now, that Major League Baseball, Ken Rosenthal and others now join on the pile train of tomorrow conference call of Major League Baseball owners to be able to discuss the proposal to bring back baseball in the month of July, sort of a spring training, workouts, whatever you want to call it, coming up in June, and a season that would be pretty much a half season, around 85 games, 80 games, something like that, that would then culminate in an expanded playoff, which I don't think anybody is going to have a problem with. Now, baseball purists might end up having a problem with it. Well, I prefer the old way that we used to do it. I like my baseball pure. There are going to be people who are somehow going to find an issue with it. I'm not sure I want an expanded playoff. I'm going to ask you to do this year. And I've seen a lot of things about it because I know issues are going to come up, and we're going to talk about it here. But if everybody could just for this year set aside your Debbie Downer. And I know that those for an old Saturday Night Live reference when Saturday Night Live was a hell of a lot funnier than it is today. Set aside Debbie Downer. Find a way to say, okay, this year, whether it be college football, Major League Baseball, NFL, when the NBA comes back and tries to have a tournament to complete their season, understand now going in, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be exactly the way you want it. It's not going to be, maybe your ideal solution as to how they should do things. Understand it going in. Grasp it going in. Know it going in. Here's your trade-off. You might have no sports if things get too difficult, or this is what you got. I had the owner of the Atlanta, well, the spokesperson for the owner of the Atlanta Braves, Terry McGuirk, saying this week to the Atlanta media, well, I can tell you one thing. We're not going to be playing in the National League. We're not going to be playing in the Central Division of whatever's going on. We've always been in the East. We're going to play in the East. And I work on the Braves flagship. And I was like, that's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. People want their sports back. The last thing you want to do during a global pandemic, when everybody's begging for some sort of entertainment and some sort of normalcy and their sports back, is to be like, well, we're not going to be flexible. We will not even consider being flexible because that's how we've always done it. You know why baseball has failed to evolve? Do you know why baseball has never, really answered the bell as far as staying completely relevant with the younger generation or otherwise? Because of the fact of that kind of thinking. Well, we've always done it this way in baseball. This is the way we've done it. There's a dusty old baseball book. You've heard about it. Well, this is how we do things. The old baseball book. This is what we do. Well, guess what? It's time for the baseball book to be burned. Burn it. Whatever you've expected about baseball, whatever you've known about baseball, whatever you've thought about baseball, set it aside. This year, set it aside. It's not the same. It's not going to be the same. Everything is not going to be as you've always expected it to be. Live it. Love it. Embrace it. By the way, you may be asked at your own job to have some things be a little bit different. I know in my various jobs, there have been things that have been changed up because of the pandemic. You know what I don't do? I don't come into the boss and go, oh, no. That's not the way it's going to be here. It's got to be. No. What you do is put your big boy pants on and say whatever it's going to take. Whatever it takes to be able to get back to what we do, do the things we want to do. And you know what? 2020 is forever going to be something that I think could be incredibly fun. Tony Pierno, Anthony Pierno, he doesn't go by Tony, but he does on Twitter, at Tony Pierno. I want you to follow him. Anthony Pierno is one of the young baseball fans. And baseball has run off young fans like no other sport in professional sports. But Anthony's one of those people that baseball has managed to retain. Anthony, does it in any way, do you care if there's an expanded playoffs this year? Like, does that, would that turn you off to watching baseball this year?
No, I just want my baseball back.
You want your baseball back? What if I told you the Mets weren't going to play in their typical division and they were going to have different teams in their division for 2020?
I just want the games. That's fine.
Correct. But here's the dangerous thing, and I want to warn the Major League Baseball Players Association. I have seen the Major League Baseball Players Association at its worst. I've seen it at its worst various times. This week is going to be a critical week for you. By tomorrow morning, I promise you, the way news dumps go, by tomorrow morning, we're going to know a lot more about what the owners are going to be briefed on and sign off on in their proposal to bring back Major League Baseball. We're going to know a lot more about it by tomorrow morning, and some of the bright minds that cover Major League Baseball will be the ones that bring it to the table. So by tomorrow morning, everybody in baseball has to get their head straight. Listen to Anthony Pierno. He's the young demographic that you've managed not to run off, that hasn't become an NBA first guy, that hasn't just fallen more at the altar of the NFL. He loves those other sports. But you've got guys like Anthony Pierno out there that still love baseball. Don't run them off by being you. Don't run them off by being you. And that's to all of Major League Baseball. Don't run them off by saying, well, we're baseball and this is the way we've always done it. We can't even consider that. I play in the East. We have to stay in the East. There's no reason we shouldn't be in the East. BS. Put down whatever you know about baseball. And if baseball jumps back in first, God bless them. God bless them. It'll bring a lot of positivity and a lot of excitement. But for God's sakes, the Major League Baseball Players Association is going to know a lot more tomorrow when the details drop. And then Tuesday, they'll get a presentation most likely put to them. And if baseball players, I would suggest stay away from social media. Because there are going to be baseball players that step in it. There are going to be baseball players who say, you know, I don't think we should go back until there's a vaccine. I don't want to go back till there's a vaccine. And baseball needs to say to those players, okay, you stay home. We're playing. You void your contract. We have a flu vaccine in this country that everybody in the entire country has access to. And if you want to get it and you don't even have insurance, you can get it. A flu vaccine. And we have people who don't get it. We have people who don't get it every year in this country. They don't take advantage of it. When we have a vaccine for coronavirus someday, and hopefully we will, and we know there's a lot of bright minds who are much smarter than I will ever be that are hopefully working on it and doing a great job. But I have no I have no belief system that Americans are going to have the common sense to go get it, to take advantage of what's presented to them, to go get a vaccine and to go take advantage of it. I have no reason to believe that people are going to be smart enough to go take advantage of it. So if you're waiting for, if a baseball player comes out this week, somebody will, because the minute that it says we're getting back to work, there are baseball players who are reportedly, there are grumblings about how much they're going to be paid and how much of their salary is going to be honored and everything. Guess what? Not the week for it, multimillionaires. This isn't the week. This isn't the week for you to be cantankerous. This isn't the week for you to be saying, you know, I'm due to make more money than that. That's not fair. Why should I? Why should I not be? This is not the week. There are how many people have lost their jobs? And by the way, I'm extremely optimistic that the financial engine of this country will be ramping back up. But I'm also realistic to think that one of the dangers of this pandemic is people are going to figure out I can work with less staff. We've been too fat. I got too many people on the payroll. I found out during the pandemic that what normally takes 10 guys to do, I can get done with 8. So I'd suggest to you, do you think they're going to be rushing to hire back the 2 guys when they've realized that they can have 8 people do that job? I don't think so. So Major League Baseball players got to tread carefully, because no players association has ever come off looking more dumb to the American public than the Baseball Players Association. Has come off looking more entitled, has had more bad moments, work stoppages, players talking about how are they going to feed their families when they're making $1-2 million a year. Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to feed my family? Well, if you were making $2 million a year and you couldn't feed your family, you've got bigger issues. It's called money management. And I could have helped you out. Now that I could have helped you out on. I would have been smart enough to be able to help you out on that one. But it's this is a critical week coming upon us here. It's a really critical week. We're going to see by tomorrow night's news cycle, we're going to see what appears to be a plan in place. How do you get baseball back? And then what we're going to see is how the Players Association reacts to it. And if you want to talk about negative reaction, let there be a player or two on social media who does the grumble bunny routine. Watch it. Because it's going to happen. And when it happens, the brushback is going to be firm, strong, and negative for the sport. I would suggest Major League Baseball Players Association, off your Instagram, off your Twitter. Because it only can go badly for you if you start with the negative Nelly routine. You can share your thoughts, too. I love hearing from you. You people are a great part of our show at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back. What is it? Well, it's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle insurance policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for information and eligibility so you can be a part of it. It is Mother's Day 2020, and we will, for years, and really a lot of years now, this is year 15 of Sunday mornings on National Sports Radio between ESPN and CBS Sports Radio. I've been honored to have my mom join us. And as you know, Betty's approaching 91, and I guess with the pandemic and everything, her sleeping patterns have been a little disrupted, so I'm going to give her nothing but love this morning on the air, but my mom will not join us. Hopefully at a later time, she'll join us. But I want you to think today, really, while this is all going on, I want you to think about mom. And I don't know what your mom did for you. I'll tell you some things my mom did for me throughout the course of the day today. But a lot of times we associate, and I heard Sal talk about it earlier, we associate sports with your dad. And there are many of us out there who wouldn't be where we're at. And I'm talking about where I get paid to talk about sports for a living. Can you think of something more frivolous and fun and nonsense than that? I know my love of sports truly was fostered by my dad and my uncles and my cousins and my big brother. But my mom helped to make it happen. And I think there's a lot of you out there, too, who feel the same way. 855-212-4CBS if you want to get in with us. And we can chat. We can commiserate. We can talk. And and especially, too, what do you feel? This is a huge week coming up as we start to peel back the curtain and show you what's going to be sports in 2020 and how it's going to go forward. Plus, LeBron James with a Mickey Mouse hat on. I can see it now. It's the John Kincaid Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Oh, baby. Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. I like the blue skies. I like the sunshine. I like the positivity. Hopefully you have a good time and you hang out with us. By the way, Tuesday night, Anthony, did you know Tuesday night? Do you even know who Gary Marshall is?
I mean, yes, are you? I was watching the Phil Hartman documentary a couple weeks ago on 2020, or was it last weekend? So I saw they're doing a special on Gary Marshall.
I loved Phil Hartman. I loved Phil Hartman.
Genius.
What a terrible story. What a terrible story. I mean, it's a it is terrible. If I said to you, you can watch 48 Hours, 2020, or Dateline, put them in order. Like, could you? Because you've watched all of those, right? Are you not frequent to all those? Because I am.
In my life overall, I've mostly watched 2020.
See, now I it's funny, as I would put 2020 third. I think CBS's 48 Hours does, and it's not, we're CBS Sports Radio, but it's not because of that. We're really not even, we're more in name family there. I like 48 Hours the best, but I love Chandler Bing's stepfather from his real life stepfather from Dateline. Do you know who I'm talking about? The guy who would say, you have to Google Matthew Perry's father, the stepfather. He's the guy who says, like, it was a cold November night, fire crackling in the living room. The plate's not even cleaned up from dinner yet. But did you know murder was on the menu? The guy, he is the most brilliant writer I've ever heard on one of those shows. And he does the Dateline. Do you know the guy I'm talking about, Anthony? He does the,
I'm aware.
He's a brilliant writer. He, everything about him is the way he presents a story is hilarious. It was a fun birthday party. Oh, all the trimmings. A delicious cake. Beautiful banners and balloons. Everyone having a wonderful afternoon. Until the dead body showed up. I mean, he writes everything beautifully. But 2020 on Friday nights, they've gone to these two-hour 2020s, and what they've done is they've repurposed an old one for the first hour, and then they show you like an updated story on it in the new one for an hour. It just is too slow moving. My suggestion to the programming executives, that's what it is. 855-212-4CBS if you want to get in with us. What a wonderful, wonderful time we're going to have this week, hopefully, as sports starts to show how it's going to come back. And Vinny in Arizona joins us this morning. Vinny, are you up early or are you up late?
I'm up early.
What are you going to work or are you just hanging out?
I'm heading to work right now.
Okay. Are you going to be doing something fun today, or is it going to be a good day at work, or is it going to be monotonous?
Every day is a good day, man.
I love it. I love it. What's going on, Vinny?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to shout out my love and appreciation to my mom and my fiance, who's a mom, and all the moms out there that do what they do every day, especially in times like these now.
I mean, oh my gosh,
more on their plate than ever. So
that's awesome. That is awesome.
You guys,
when are you getting married?
We're thinking next spring.
So were you going to get? Were you planning on getting married this year, and then the pandemic hit, and you put it off, or what?
Yeah, we were looking at dates this year, but my best friend who was in the Navy didn't know if he'd be out in time. And
oh, okay. Well, that's so good. That's good.
Let me give you to do it without him.
Let me give you one piece of advice, Vinny. I'm married 18 years here, okay, and only married once. So let me just give you one piece of marital advice. Anyone who tells you marriage is 50-50, have you ever heard that? It's 50-50? They're lying to you.
100-100.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because if you're only 50% committed, the minute stuff starts to hit the fan, you're going to run away. So be 100% committed. You're going to do well. And hopefully you got a great lady there. It sounds like it, the way you speak about her. That's awesome. So what do you got for me?
So with baseball potentially coming back, are they going to do a like, quote-unquote all-star break? Because the World Series has decided.
No. They're gonna come up with something about that. Reportedly, there could be some sort of reportedly in one of the proposals there that they've kicked around, and tomorrow we're going to find out more details. There had been talk of still trying to have some sort of an all-star game, maybe to kick it off, maybe to kick off baseball. But I don't know how they could do that. Honestly, I don't know how they could work that out. But I think they're going to figure out this year a way to have just have the best record, have home field advantage, and maybe they'll go back to that. You know, maybe they'll go back to that, which is much smarter. Take care of yourself, buddy, and good to see you shouting out your mom and your fiance, and good luck to you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Gary in Jacksonville joins us. Gary, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, John. Fine. I hope you and your family are well and happy.
Yeah, we're doing well.
And all the moms out there.
That's good, and we're looking forward to everything. We go to the beach south of you in Jacksonville, and we're looking forward to coming down mid next month. So, looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Hey, first of all, I'd be very remiss as the huge Dolphin fan that a representative of the show. To salute the great Don Shula, 32 years.
Coming, oh yes,
only two losing seasons, a class act. He did it. He did it his way, the right way, and,
Don Shula, you just said it.
By his players.
Gary, you just said it, though. Don Shula, to me, that's the mark of Don Shula. Two losing seasons, and his worst season ever was 6-10.
Yeah, and he had a bunch of injuries that year.
That was his worst year ever. I mean, 6-10, for gosh sakes, that's your worst year ever?
On Jacksonville, who's lost two in a row, two losing seasons in a row already.
It's unbelievable to me Don Shula, absolutely legendary. I've had the chance to sit down with Coach Shula a few times in my career, and it was my honor. Absolutely my honor.
He forgot more football than we know,
Oh, man. Well, he was just very, he's on the group of people that I've talked football with, ex-coaches, that I've talked with that I love. And I have a personal relationship with Dan Reeves, former coach Dan Reeves. He lives near me here in Atlanta. And I gotten to know him over the years. And I just loved I love talking football with Coach Reeves. He would have scared the crap out of me, though, as a player, if I was one of his players. But Dan Reeves, talking football with him. Talking football with Don Shula. Joe Gibbs, though. Joe Gibbs is another one of those guys that when I've had the chance to talk football with Coach Gibbs, I feel unworthy. Like, I feel there's not many people when you're doing an interview that you feel like, okay, I'm just not on the level of this man as far as talking this subject matter. And Joe Gibbs is one of them. He's so intently different and creative and intelligent. It's just awesome. Awesome.
Right, and lastly, John, the AFC East, so how intriguing is it going to be? Is Tua going to play? How are the Patriots going to look without Stidham? You got the other young quarterbacks in Darnold and Allen. I think it's shaping up to be a very exciting division, I think.
Don't miss my Stidham.
Even when we get football underway.
Yeah, well, Tua's going to take Tua. Let Tua can Tua start around week 6 or 7, or maybe week 8. Like let him be healthy. You got a long term investment there. But I think the AFC East is going to be awesome. I've got thoughts on the schedule coming up on the show. I'll tell you. Plus, next hour, I'm realizing something, and appreciate your call, Gary. I'm realizing that many in the national sports media. It's something like when I say to you before the NCAA tournament, what do I say to you every year on this show? I am not going to bluff you and act like I am some college hoops expert. I always try to lean on bringing on a couple to share sort of knowledge with you and talk with you. But I don't do the, well, let me break down my bracket with you. Let me show you my bracket. And then I read ESPN or CBS Sports and know three names off every roster and act like I know something. I tell you up front, I am a college hoops fan. I will watch the tourney. I will watch conference tourneys. I watch the biggest games in college basketball each week. You want me to talk about those teams? I can be very conversant. But once you get past like the top 8 teams, I tell you point blank, I'm not that deep into it. And I can tell you that there's a lot of national sports radio hosts who I know have not watched a lot of college football. And Jared Stidham is one of the main reasons. And we're going to talk about that coming up next hour of the show. I'll give that with you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. So, are the NBA and its players heading to Disney World? Usually that's after a championship. This time could be before. We'll get to that next. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Making a wave when you can. Good times. Good times. Scratching and surviving. That's what we do here on the John Kincaid Show. We appreciate you being a part of the show, because ain't we lucky we got them. There are a lot of good times coming, right? I mean, you're feeling it? You feeling the momentum? I hope you're feeling the momentum, and it's different. And Anthony, I ask you every week, because you are in Manhattan, and obviously it is something where the listeners of the program are all over the country on CBS Sports Radio, listening on SiriusXM 206, one of our great CBS Sports Radio affiliates, or using the radio.com app. You have a, like when you walk the streets, you have a much different experience than many of the listeners to this network. So, and we're 900 miles apart. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, at 680 The Fan, out of my studios here. We always have social distanced on this show. So, I ask you just for an update every week. How, when you walk the streets, do you feel it? Does it feel different than it felt last week? Does it feel more optimistic than last week up there?
I think, we've had some nicer weather, so there's been more people out and about.
Okay.
I know there is some frustration just because we have the stay-at-home order.
Sure.
The deadline was May 15th, so there's still a lot of uncertainty whether or not that could be extended. You know, there are some rumors that it could be now extended to June 7th.
Oh, geez.
So there's a lot of uncertainty. So as we approach that date, I know a lot of people are kind of anxious because a lot of people do want to start to open up and to get back in the flow of things. So
sure.
So there's a lot of, I know people already are itching to get back, but now, again, as we approach this May 15th, it could be extended further.
Well, hopefully they do the right thing, and whatever that's going to be. And for each community, too, it's very different. It's very, very different as far as what is the right thing. We are 16 days into our reopening in Georgia here. We're 16 days, actually 17 today. We're 17 days in, and everything's trending beautifully. And I hope that they do the right things, but for each community, it's different. Florida, it's different. Texas is different than New York and everything. And so everybody has to find their way back. And if everybody just cooperates, everybody just cooperates with each other. And I said it last week, and it offended some people. But I'm going to say it again because I'll let it be said because there's nothing offensive about it. If someone is being extra cautious or in some ways maybe even overly cautious, that doesn't mean they're scared. That's a different word. And if someone else wants to get back to work and wants to open up their business and wants to get back to life, that doesn't mean that they don't care about people not being ill. It's there are people, especially around the world of sports right now. We're talking about sports coming back. And it is not a, you know, it's there's common ground to be found, but unfortunately finding common ground in 2020 just seems so strange to people. It sounds like a strange concept. It's not to me. I can see a lot of different points of view. Seeing LeBron James and his constituents down at Disney World, that's a different thing. Disney World and Vegas? What if the Eastern Conference playoffs go down at Disney World? And the Western Conference playoffs go down in Las Vegas? And then the NBA Finals, pick a spot. You want to do it in Vegas, you want to do it at Disney, whatever you want to do it. That's where I think we're going to find out this week that the NBA is heading. Once again, I am not speaking from somebody of, I'm not a reporter. I am not a journalist. I am a talk show host. That is where I think this is heading. I talk to people around the sport. I try to pick people's brains, come up with ideas about what do they think is the logical assumption. And more than one has pointed me towards Vegas and Disney World for the NBA. And they can, it is a manageable number to have the playoffs of one sport, of one conference, go down at one site and another. It's much more controlled than trying to do it all at one site. And also for access to practice courts, things like that, and being able to keep the numbers a little more manageable. That is what I'm being told has a real chance to happen. That, or I should say, that's what people are hearing a lot of. Vegas and Disney World. I think it'd be absolutely awesome because, I don't know about you, I am really, really looking forward to some new content and some sports content. But the NBA has a chance. Once again, all of these sports have these chances to come back right now and to be able to sort of set their path. And look, it's not going to be perfect. We're all going to accept that, right? We want to have sports back, right? Want to understand that this is not going to be whatever system they come up with. It's not going to please everybody. And there are going to be people who are extremely upset about how they go about it. I don't know why, but it'll probably create content for their shows so they can yell and scream about it on the radio or on television and they can complain. I just want the sports back. And Vegas and Disney sounds marvelous to me. But I wonder what we're going to learn. Like if we play baseball without fans in the stands and we played the NBA playoffs, neutral sites, Disney World, Vegas, with no fans. How much does that change the game? Because I think we all like to believe that we're a big part of the game as fans. We're a big part of the game. The game is bigger because of us. I know there are home field advantages that I believe in the NFL especially, where you go into places to play and it's just very, very difficult. And the numbers bear that out. I find myself wondering, what will a neutral site sport be like? Playoffs of a sport be like? What will it be with no fans in the stands? What's it going to sound like? I know you've got players talking about all the different options, and there are some that don't think you should play with no fans in the stands. I don't understand that point of view. I would think everybody would be anxious to get their sports back, but I guess for some it's not as big a deal. 855-212-4CBS if you want to jump in with us. 855-212-4CBS. So Monday Night Football is getting a new crew. But this is where you're going to see the petty members of the media. This is where you're going to see it. And they're all going to line up, and they're going to have their knives out tomorrow morning. Because Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarlane are out at Monday Night Football. I can't say that I'm upset that they made the move. But I'm also going to say what I've said before, that I've never tuned into a game because of the broadcasters. I've never sat there and said, well, wait a minute, Aikman and Buck are on? Dude, give me the Aikman-Buck game. Or when? I got to see Nance and Romo. Come on, what channel's Nance and Romo on? Who does that? Who picks? I don't pick a game or pick an interest in a game because of the broadcaster in the game. I do not care. I've never tuned into a game because of a play-by-play guy. I've never tuned in because of a color analyst. Can I like a game more? Can I find it a little more palatable to listen to? Sure. Absolutely. I've become a bit of a Tony Romo fan. And that's saying a lot for an Eagles fan to admit it, but I've enjoyed Tony Romo's work. But I'm not sitting there looking at the schedule. Wait a minute. What game are Nance and Romo doing? That's the game I want to watch. Usually, CBS has been smart enough to give Nance and Romo the best game. They've been smart enough to give Aikman and Buck the best game. That's all I care about. But here's what's going to happen tomorrow. Once the work week begins, the daggers are going to be out. And the idea will be, let's tell everybody how terrible Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarlane were. And that's going to be, because let me assure you, if you want petty, if you want insecure, welcome to the world of media members. And they'll be, that Booger McFarlane, he was terrible. He was just awful. You're going to get a lot of that. Oh, they were absolutely terrible. As if you're watching a game for the analyst of the game. Everybody who never achieved in their life, in our business, they're the biggest media critics. And don't get me started on media critics. Those who can, those who can't critique others. Don't get me started on them. This is going to be interesting to watch. I don't know who they're going to go with. My guess would be right now, if you ask me to make a guess, it will be Steve Levy and Dan Orlovsky. And I am a fan of Dan Orlovsky's work big time. I think he is enthusiastic. I think he's relatable. I think he's fun. He's a little bit of the younger demographic than they've gone with. And more importantly to me, the only question I would have with Dan Orlovsky is the idea is, can he keep the energy up for an entire broadcast? I'd be afraid that the first quarter would be just energy plus, and then he sort of peters out, because I don't know. I've never heard him do. I haven't heard him do games that often. So that would be my guess. But to the media members with the knives out for Dan Orlovsky and Joe Tessitore, Joe Tessitore has done a fine job over the years with college sports. It was a bit of an overreach decision when they put them in there. And Monday Night Football, I know it's been sort of your tradition. You don't need three guys in the booth. And you don't need any shtick. If you're going to put Orlovsky and Lewis Riddick on, you don't need to have Dan Orlovsky like riding a unicycle on the sideline or try to do like the Booger Mobile. You don't need that stuff. Stay away from it. Find something that gets you back to football. And there's many beautiful ways to be able to analyze the game, talk about the game, entertain about the game. You don't need the, here's Dan Orlovsky. Here's Orlovsky's float. He actually levitates above the field and gives you his analysis of the game. Don't need it. Lose the shtick. Lose the three-man booth, most of all. That'd be my absolute favorite thing. Just lose the three-man booth. We don't need it. All right, we got a lot coming up in the next hour of the show, including something that's never happened before. me agreeing with Jim Harbaugh, which absolutely never happens. I can't think that I've ever agreed with Jim Harbaugh on anything. I'm telling you right now, I'd be wearing an I'm with Harbaugh t-shirt if I had one. Maybe I'll get one. All right, it's Happy Mother's Day, everybody. To the mothers in the audience, stick around with us. Let your husband cook your breakfast. Let your kids pamper you. Second hour of the John Kincaid Show is next, coming your way on CBS Sports Radio.